Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on, it's crazy leaving, and I know it's got me leaving when you say I love you.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's Buddy Holly and the Crickets bring us back. And by the way, yesterday was the day the music died. That was the day that, I guess about probably, 50-something years ago, that Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and Richie Valenzuela, we play his music too on the show, the day that they died in a plane crash yesterday, Don McLean called it, the day the music died. Anyway, welcome back. It's just you and me, and I want to report on a recent survey. As you know, every week in our newsletter and on our website, we have a different poll question. We ask you, what do you think about certain things? And we cover the waterfront. We talk about the economy. We talk about your economy. We talk about your business and how are things going for you? And are you hiring? Are you firing? Are you borrowing money? How are your sales? What's your outlook? Are you optimistic or not? But we also talk about politics, a little bit of public policy issues. And sometimes we ask you what you think about the president, and regardless of who the president is. And so recently we did this. This last week, we said President Obama just delivered his seventh State of the Union speech. After 6 years in office, how do you rate his presidency? Here's what we found. 4% said A. I give him an A. He's done an excellent job. 4%. 6% said I score him a C+ to a B. I gave them these options. I wrote these options down. The options were you get an A or you get a C+ to a B or a D to a C. And then the last one was an F. And so the first option, A, was 4%. Second option, from a C+ to a B, said he's done a good job. That was 6%. So a total of 10% said he's either given an excellent job or he's done an average to good job. Now, the ones who said who gave him a D to a C, below a C, he's just been average or less, was 19%. The rest said, I give him an F. His presidency is a total failure. Those are the words that they chose. 70% said, I give President Obama an F. Now, as you can see, the president doesn't have a very good reputation out here on Main Street. Small business owners, we may not be the most sophisticated in the marketplace, but we don't need an MBA to pick up on anti-business rhetoric and policies. And there's no question, and I'm not picking on the president here, folks. He makes really no beans about, tries not to hide his anti-business behavior. It's just right out there. And I've seen other polls, not just ours. So our numbers are consistent. Even among business owners, I've even seen polls where people who had voted for the president now were giving him low marks. So why would he have such? What would be some examples? When I say that he has anti-business rhetoric and policies, here are some examples of what I'm talking about. We know that the president is totally devoted to unions. Small business owners typically are not. We hear the president talking about helping unions, but we don't hear him talk a lot about helping small business owners. The president wants to raise minimum wage. That's not a topic that most small business owners are in favor of. After 6 years since he has been in office, and the recession being over almost 6 years, we still have a languishing economy. Many people on Main Street lay that at the feet of the president. This is the longest moribund recovery that we've had, maybe in history. I in my career, I've seen a lot of recession. I've been through a lot of recessions, and I've never there's never been anything like this where it's taken this long to recover. Some of it isn't Mr. Obama's fault, but some of it is, and people are holding him responsible for that out here on Main Street. Obamacare. Small business owners do not like Obamacare. It's just plain and simple. He's devoted to his signature plan, and it has not been good for small businesses, and they're holding that against him. That's one of the reasons he got an F in his grade from 70% of small business owners. And then things like saying you didn't build it. Now, maybe that was a slip. Maybe he didn't mean to say that. But if you remember back in 2012, I guess it was, he said he was talking about small business owners when he was talking to Joe the plumber, I think is when it was, and he said something about you didn't build it, meaning your businesses. That whether that was taken out of context or not, he got burned by that, and it could have been a Freudian slip, but it cost him. And the other thing, this is something I'm writing about right now that you'll be reading about soon. Is the way the president said in his speech, I'm going to protect the internet. But his actions aren't showing that. I'm reporting on that, and I'll be giving you an article on that, if not this week, next week. Haven't decided fully when to publish it, but it'll be showing you what that President Obama's actions with regard to the internet do not fit his words. So that's a report on what small business owners think about Mr. Obama. Quick break. Right after these messages, I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.